All right, so let's start. I call this like half Chazara, like three quarters Chazara and a quarter like expanding some of the points that I rushed at the end, especially the end. Okay, so first just read like outside. Let's just view the Rambams. Okay, we don't have to go through them inside. So we know in Parak Aleph and Mamre, Melech Aleph, Rambam has this famous thing, Beis Din HaGadol Shibushalayim, Him Ikra Torah Shebaal Peh. So Sanhedrin are the essential oral law, and they are the those who are responsible for, we'll call it communal psak, as well as, again, the law for the Jewish people comes to them. And there's a mitzvah saseh to what it called, to listen to them. Okay. In Mamre and Beis Dala, the Rambam has this idea that among the many practices Sanhedrin can do, so one of them is they're able to be ochre something lefisha. Okay? And he explains there's two avenues of Harash Shah in the Rambam's formulation. Okay? Avenue one is that Beis Din anticipates B'nai Yisrael going to do something wrong. They see a possibility of doing something wrong. And they want to be mechazik the das or make a siyug so that people don't violate it. So what do? They punish. Remember, that's the last Gemara case in Yevamos. They punish. They kill. They kill that guy who rode the horse on Shabbos. Okay? But they don't make this permanent. Okay? So again, that's the first example of Rosh Hashanah. The second avenue, all right, and we have to, I didn't spend time really defining this yesterday, but I want to, is the other avenue is a little bit different. This is where that they decide to mevatel a mitzvah, right, suspend a mitzvah, right, again, in order to bring B'nai Yisrael back to, what do you call it, the fold, meaning it's a situation of, it's reactionary. B'nai Yisrael doing a Avodah Zarah, so Beis Din has to react. So what do? They suspend the mitzvah. Okay, and that brings them back in. Those are the two expressions of Rosh Hashanah. So it's very challenging. I mean, if we were honest about it, without pretending to hear anything about the Shir, the idea of Rosh Hashanah is a very troubling concept. Like, how could they do this? The law is the law, right? What I would say is that if the system, if people are committing Yisurim, right, and the legal system can't handle it, okay. So then that's God's problem, so to speak. He gave us the Torah. He said, this is what you need to do. If people aren't, doing a good job, if they're committing Avodah Zarah and we can't keep up with them, okay, that's it. What can you do? All right. Let nature take its course. You know, the few, core believers will be sustained. That's it. By the way, okay, next. And then it's Sanhedrin Chav Dalet. I really brought that in mainly to show you that Beis Din has unlimited power, okay, so to speak, where they can go ahead and if Pash has a reputation of being just a bad guy, like everyone yells Pash all the time, so Beis Din can drag him in and give him Malkus. Okay, if as he fit. And they can go as far as, not I don't mean like Kal V'chomer, but they can go as far as tying a guy up. Whatever they want to do, right? Ram says in Malachi Yud, Kol Elo Hadvarim Lefi Masha Yira Hadayan Shezer Roy Lekach. Ushar Shah Tzricha. It's up to the Dayan. The judge has complete and utter discretion to determine what the hour demands. It's up to him, okay? As long as, of course, it's all Hashem Shemayim. What's he doing? That's the Ram I'm talking about, the court. Now, the Ram in Yisodei Torah, that's where I brought in the stuff about the Navi. The Ram says if a Navi, what do you call it, tells you that to violate one of the mitzvahs, okay, lefisha, temporarily, you must listen to him. You must listen to the prophet, okay? And we have to understand how that works. How could such a thing be possible, okay? So use the case of our Carmel. Fine. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Right, and it's very important that what does a Navi say? So if someone says to him, Bamrulo, hey, Achnakor, what do you call it? Masha Kasa Batara. Pentala Olasacha B'chol Makom. You can't do this, right? They're smart guys. They learned.
Temporarily.
Hay Amrulo, lo nemar, elo makar b'chotso. Olam chayim kareis, kumashi Moshe. Relax, I'm not here to challenge Moshe. Avani akriv hayom b'chotz b'dvar shem k'dei l'hachesh nevi abal. Amazing. So as long as he applies a good svara, right, a good rationale, bam, it's permitted.
Temporarily,
of course. Well, that's why I'm permitted, because it is obviously temporarily. Okay. Okay. That's interesting. And then you have also in the Hagdama, where he goes a little more into the mechanism. So what happens? So when a Navi is known, everyone knows this guy is the real deal, like Shmuel and Eliyahu. Yesh la'oso Navi lasos b'mitzvos maisim she'ein shum adam zuloso rashai lasosam. So he has the ability to do actions, directives, right, that no other person could do. No other person could do, right? And the Rams, which he explains. For instance, if he's mitzaveh to suspend a mitzvah saseh or to violate something, right, you must listen to him, right? And if you don't, you're chayv misa b'dei shemayim, except, of course, avodah zarah. Okay. Now, again, when he does it, the Navi has to say, Tanai. The Tanai is that he's not, the condition is, I'm not doing this Ladaros. Okay, just that simply, what do you call it? Harasha. And Uzman Mesuyam Blavat. Okay? Okay. Okay, good. Yeah. That's enough. What? What's the contradiction? Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, sorry about that. Yeah, no, I was wondering why I'm annoying that part. Right. Then also, the other thing that's interesting, it was a contradiction. It's just the tension. Tension.
Well, he says no one else can do it, and he says, just like...
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's what that means. Whereas he says, but he, what he does say is, he says, Aval, Nasena Akshah Bilvad, Kederach She'osim Bezim Barasha. All right, so what the Navi says is, what I'm doing now is like Bezin would do for Harasha. That almost implies, on the surface, that the Navi's power, so to speak, what?
It's an institution, just a
method. Well, okay, that's fancy. Let's be simpler, simpler. There's the Navi's doing it, in other words, the Navi looks to Sanhedrin and says, oh, you see, they do Harasha. So because they do Harasha, that's like the framework. That's, in a sense, not a matir, but I'm using that as my template to do Harasha. Now, that can be understood in two ways. Okay, we didn't explain that yesterday. There's two ways you can understand that. So the Gemara Sanhedrin is pay test. The Mishnah's pay test. I'm an Aleph, right? Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you see, the first three cases in the Mishnah are misasa b'diadam. So, for instance, Navi Sheker. So, if a Navi gives false prophecy, so he's killed by Beis Din. But the guy's kovesh is divorce. So, what does that mean?
Doesn't do it, guys. He doesn't tell everybody.
Man, man's run over. So man gets a nevuah. What does he do? Keeps it himself. Okay. By the way, we haven't got to the. So what is the case of the Mishnah? Kovesh is vaso, which is man keeps a prophecy to himself. And mevaser. What's mevaser? So man tells the tells Graber. By the way, Graber, bad news. Your family sucks. They're gonna die unless you do tshuva. Okay. And you what do you call it? Yeah, that was similar to what the Navi has to say. Whatever the Navi's directive is, you ignore. That's mevaser. So both cases, chai misa b'dei shamayim. Okay. Fascinating Gemara. So what does Gemara say? I can't read. I'm so tired. Yeah. So Tani, so pay test of base. You did a good job reading. Okay, now that's wild, right? Why is that wild?
Because who's gonna warn him who saw it?
Right, in other words, it's like the very case itself doesn't even lend itself to Bezin getting involved. Right? There's nothing to speak of. There's no halos nevuah, there's nothing.
Right. So someone who's sitting there eating dates out of from a sieve, who's gonna warn him?
Okay, so what do we see? We see that automatically, what the Gemara's real question is, I think, is what mechanism, there's no mechanism for Bezin to get involved here. It's very nice that Bezin wants to get involved, but how are they going to get involved? Okay, now, before you go on, I do want to bring that Tosos in, okay? In other words, I was thinking about it. I like it. So I asked the question briefly, what's pushing Sanhedrin to get involved? Okay? So originally the answer was Rashi, okay? Or Pashtus is. I mean, it's just regular Malkus, right? They're giving regular Malkus. But Tosus does say, by Kovash and Vasa on Peites Amanalf, he says, Lespe Lav, right? Vod. Oh, sorry, read.
So less be lav. There's no actual technical lav. Oh, the ain't b'maisa. Also, there's no action. Ella makinasa ache tete nafsha. Mo asa suka v'inosa. Ase suka v'inosa. So really, they just keep on hitting him until he spits out.
Right. So let's just take a step back for a second. So let's just work with that formulation for a second. We'll go back to Rashi's. But in Tosos' formulation, so what's the function of the malchus here? It's not functioning as.
To get him to say what he needs.
Right, it's not functioning as an onesh, like in a classic sense. It's not saying you did something wrong, because BCBA Shemayim will take care of that. Rather, what's this trying to do?
Get into
what he called, what he called. Right, in a sense, and what Tosos is implying is that once man gets a nevuah, that you have a responsibility to share that prophecy. Right, you have a responsibility to share it. So Bezin in saying, listen, we want to intervene to make sure that we're going to force you to speak. Okay? Right. Okay. But you don't have to learn that way. You could also learn that, no, what they're saying is that you don't have to even ask that question. You don't have to. I think Tosus is bothered by that, but you don't have to ask that question. You just say they're getting involved. But then the question is, what's the Malkus? The Malkus is an Onesh for not revealing the Nevuah. Now, that's the Nafkamina. The difference between the two is the Malkus there because to force the guy to give over Nevuah, right? Or is the Malkus there because the guy's not giving over the Nevuah? He didn't give over the Nevuah. Right. The Gemara, but don't get too lost in that. In other words, what I want to say is like this. In other words, at the end of the day, even if you want to say that, what do you call it? Even if you want to say that that they're forcing the guy to speak, still, Beis Din needs a mechanism to give malchus. In other words, regardless of what the objective of malchus is, they can't just go and give the guy malchus. There has to be something to give malchus on. We saw the same issue. In other words, we still need a chalos nevuah. Whereas I don't care what the objective of the malchus is, the question still stands: how is Beis Din getting involved? What's the mechanism using it involved?
Well, there are other cases.
Okay, good. But what the Gemara is bothered by is what the Gemara is treating this like normative malchus, right? Normative malchus. What do you require? Eidim Asra. So this whole case is absurd. How is this possible? Okay, so what does Gemara say?
So no, his friends are in the VM now.
Okay, so like we said, we said on Sunday.
On Friday.
So, Graber and Pash are also Nevi'im, okay? So, it turns out, when man gets his prophecy, so Pash and Graber are very aware of that. They're very aware of that, okay? And they know that man got the Navi. So now they can function as Edim, they therefore give Hasra. Okay, so what's the Havim Maskana there?
The Svar. Well, maybe we should read one more line first.
That's the right. Okay, Minal Yadeh, how do we know? Good. Okay.
So we see all of them get the same nevuah.
Right. I mean, God wouldn't keep a secret to himself, so to speak.
Right.
He's not them.
So, okay. I think the Havin Oskan is what's the chiv of the Navi to give over his nevuah? Is it the fact that he got a nevuah that he has to do it? But in that case, other Nevi'im can't see his nevuah. They can't be Adem to the fact that he had nevuah. So then it wouldn't work, and we wouldn't be able to be looking at it.
Good.
But the maskana is no, that it's the fact that it's God's will is the machayev, and just the nevuah informed him that it's God's will. So now they could say, we have firsthand knowledge that it's God's will that man gives over his nevuah. So now when he's not, that's Eidus and that's Hasara, because they know it, they're actually witnessing the fact that it's God's will.
No, they didn't have firsthand knowledge, they just knew it was
told. No.
Yeah.
We stretch this out a little bit. In other words, we also want to ask, in other words, normally by Eidus, what does Eidus require?
Eyes.
Testifying to an event, right?
So
meaning, that's first-hand knowledge. I see this event taking place.
But here
it seems like that's not first-hand knowledge. Okay.
So what events are they testifying to? They can't testify to their nevuah that God told them, that God told man something. That's
right.
Not testifying to the event of man getting the nevuah.
Okay.
So therefore you must say that it's the fact that it's God's will. That's the event that they're testifying to.
Okay.
And that's what's Machai of man. So therefore, they can testify to that for 10. We know that it's God's will that man must give to me over.
Right, so... At that point in time, now Graber and Pash can testify and give Asra to man and say, man, what are you doing? You're not giving, you're not giving over your nevuah. Okay. By definition, they can't be Edom because they didn't witness the event of man getting nevuah. There's nothing to witness, right? They don't see in his brain him not giving nevuah. There's no ma'aser to speak of. There's nothing, right? There's no chalos. Right, so the chiddush is that, right, the chiddush is, it's true, but what? But somehow they're still considered Edom. How? Ellie wants to say that what's happening here, normally you would think that that's considered second-hand information. Somehow the fact that they're getting prophecy about man getting prophecy is the equivalent to them actually witnessing it.
But they didn't see man get prophecy.
I didn't realize you were saying this on Thursday, on Friday, I apologize. But I was learning this way because this is a beautiful example of how Sanhedrin is showing how this is the bending of the legal system, so to speak, to fit in these Edom, because a Havini would say, legally speaking, how could they be witnesses? It's secondhand information, definitionally. So there's a huge chiddush here to say that... What?
Kamash Malan,
no. That the fact that the Nevuah is... There's a new idea here, which is that Nevuah is first-hand knowledge.
But what's the theory of the Havini?
If you look at Edom as a Misa of attesting to historical events...
Okay.
These guys, in other words, meaning I see a historical event, meaning I need my eyes to report to me a historical event, or lack thereof, that didn't happen here.
Okay.
They're puzzled from it. There's no mechanism for Eidim Masra.
Okay,
Kamashman, what?
When we say you see, that you just need a quality of first-hand knowledge.
Yeah. It's not the Misa anymore. It's not the Misa. It's that as long as I have, I don't want to say result, that's oversimplifying it, but the fact is, as long as I have that information intact, right? As long as that's the result, so to speak, that's considered good Eidus. So now what have we just done? We've now expanded the category of Eidus to include Nevi'im.
Metaphysical.
Right.
All right. So that's not how it's done.
Okay. So Fader wants to say, what's the Mechayev of the Navi? See, what's the Mechayev to give over the Nevuah? Go.
So the Hava Mina is saying that the Mechayev is the Nevuah itself.
Okay.
The man is lying down in bed, and he goes to sleep and gets a nevuah. The fact that he got a nevuah is the mechayev for him to give over the nevuah. That okay. makes him mechayev.
Right.
But if that's the case, then Graber and Cash, the other two Nevi'im, never witnessed a man getting that nevuah. They didn't see him getting the nevuah or whatever the case is. They didn't see that. So they couldn't have witnessed the fact that he got the nevuah.
Right.
Even though they know he did, they couldn't have witnessed it firsthand.
Definitionally, it's impossible.
Right.
Okay.
And therefore, they can't warn him about that. So you can't punish him for that. Kamashmala, no. The mechayev of him giving over his nevuah isn't the fact that he got a nevuah, but it's the fact that it's God's will that he gives over the nevuah. And so now you could say, just like man knows that it's God's will for him to give over nevuah, the same exact way, Graver and Pash know that it's God's will that man gives over nevuah. So they witnessed firsthand the mechayev of giving over the nevuah.
Right.
Just like man saw it in his sleep, so did Graver and Pash. So all three of them know the same exact way that man must give over his nevuah. So therefore, that's exactly what they're testifying to. The fact that it's God's will. And therefore,
okay.
that's it.
I understand. Good. Okay. I got it. Okay, good. All right, next. So now what does the Gemara say? Go. The Dilma.
The Dilma.
Oh, sorry. Shank, you got a question?
Maybe God changed the nevuah.
Okay, right. So maybe God changed his mind, right? Okay. So now, but we're saying, what's built into the Havamina here? If God changed his mind, then what would you think?
They would know. The other Nevi'im would know.
No, right, that's a Maskana.
The question is, maybe the guy who needs to give it over isn't aware of that, but the other two, didn't know about it.
Right, but then the Havamina becomes very strange, because why would you assume... We know,
you just said they all get the same nevuah.
Right, exactly. The Gemara's answer now is, Imi said the Hajibe... Keep going. Right. So if God does change, if God changes the prophecy, so of course the other prophets are going to know also. But then what's the Havamina?
Right.
As we established all along, there's exactly right. In other words, we know that the other prophets get it. So you have to build into the Havamina that they know that Pash and Graver are going to also get the old changing of the Nevuah. So then what's the Havamina Maskana? So what do we say?
Is it one Nevuah you're changing, or is it a second Nevuah?
Right. Meaning, if you say that it's one nevuah which could change, then in the nature of God's nevuahs are that they're subject to change. So it's
exactly.
not a definite thing.
Right.
So they can't testify.
Fascinating idea. I love that idea. It's a very compelling argument. You could argue in the very idea of prophecy itself is, I think someone used the word volatility, right? You just don't know, right? So because that's the case, so...
It's not a definite thing you can testify.
Exactly. Right. How do you testify to it? Meaning the suffix emerges from the nature of what prophecy is. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because who cares? It's saying the hasra definitionally will always be besuffic. Because let's say they warn you. Well, they're warning you about what? They can't warn you about anything because you don't know. It could be one second it's X, next second it's Y, then it's back to X again, then it's Z. There's no way to know. Kamash one, no. That what? In that brief way?
That's a new nevuah that's been brought out.
So what do you mean? No, so right, each one is its own nevuah.
Each nevuah is definitive. Just a new nevuah could change, could cancel
right.
all the
right, there's no changing, that's the idea. It's change. Not, right, cancel. Right, cancel's the right word.
At the moment of Yisha, though,
so what's the question about Yonah? Come on, you're the reader. Let's go, Yonah.
Sorry.
That's okay. Yonah.
Yonah may card. Sorry. But Yonah, God changed the Nevuah, but he didn't tell Yonah.
Right.
So what do you mean he can't change it without telling everyone?
Right, just make sure everyone understands. What do you mean he changed the Nevuah? Because initially he told Yonah what?
Nineveh is going to be destroyed.
And then what happened?
Didn't destroy.
The old switch. Okay.
All right. So no, Yonah mekar Nineveh mapechas amri. So really, no. In the beginning, God told Yonah Nineveh mapechas. Ihu lo yada ilatova ilara. So he didn't know whether Nineveh Mapechas meant
Nefachas
for good.
Could be one of two things.
Meaning their state of Rishus is going to turn from into good, or the city is actually going to overturn.
Right, so because Nefachas could be one of both those things. Those are both equal possibilities. Okay, right. So what's the Chiddush here? This isn't as pivotal, but what's the Chiddush here?
We
did.
We did.
I want to say that it was meaning the original Nevuah was that other model of he was a suffix. Like he was telling him suffix.
Right. And for some reason, which we don't understand why, it's interesting that he would give that ability to the Navi. Right. And if you that okay, I didn't want to say it this year, but which is fine. I'm okay with that. Then you have fine. Good. Then you have Mivaser. Right. So by Mivaser, I'll give you Navi.
Hamavaser al divrei navi minayada
the Dionish.
Dionish. How do we know he's punished? Diahavle os. Now, so because he gave an oath, so that's how we know it's real, and therefore we can't go against it.
Okay, so that's a general principle, okay? The primary objective here is just to lay out this principle, which is, in order to accept a Navi's, let's say a Navi comes up and says, or a guy comes up and says, hey, Feinerman, no Shabbos this week, right? So what you should say is, who the heck are you? Right? You can't do that. Oh, but if he has an oath to back him up, then you listen to him, okay? Now.
Well, Micha, do you have Leo's finish? So what about Micha? He didn't give an oath, and people are still punished for not following him. So there's no Hecha de Muchzak shiny. No, since he was ready Muchzak, he doesn't need an oath.
Okay, so Muchzak means he has a track record. He's been authenticated, validated. Exactly. He's done his necessary requirements. He's given oaths. He's been predictive. His track record's clean. So then he doesn't have to do this. Right? Now, how do we know this?
So no, we see that Chazakas must work because Avraham by Yitzchak and Elio by all the people on Har Karmel.
Right, and now we understand, let's cheat for 1 second, you understand now why Tosos's question here is so powerful. Because the Gemara is even saying, if you didn't say this, meaning the very reason why you would listen to Elio at Har Karmel is because he's Muchzak. Right? The Gemara presents this so well for Tosos to jump on it. You listen to Elio because of Muchzak. Right? Because he's Muchzak, that's the reason why. Otherwise, you would never listen to him. If Eliyahu was a Muxak, he got up there and said, listen, Shechita B'chutz, what would you say? Dead. So let's go over the Gemara Yevamos now. Pay test on Aleph. Okay. Tanan Hassam.
Tanan Hassam. In Tormin min atame la tar, v'im atam b'shogeg trumas v'truma. Mezid lo asav lukum.
Our favorite case. So what happened?
You can't take truma from, you have one pile and you have tameh tor, and you take out from the tameh and you say you can do truma for the entire pile. So if you do that for shogeg, it's still this, which you took is still truma, but if you did mezid, you didn't do anything.
Okay, everyone understand that? I know this case is a little, it's an interesting case. It's mafresh tameh atahar. Bishogeg, so again, so if he gives the kohen truma that's tameh, okay, it's truma. Forget the loss of clone for a second. It's truma, right? It's just that from the Cohen standpoint, it lacks a certain maximum utility. He can't eat it, but he can still use it. He can burn it. Okay, so again, it's truma, but because it's tame, it lacks a certain full utility. Classic halacha, right? Two different institutions. Okay, love that. Okay. Now what does loss of loklum mean?
Mila loss of loklum. Summer of Chista loss of loklum kol ikr defilo ni garuya hadil tevle. So he's saying you didn't do anything, and anything that you took from goes back to being tevel.
Okay, so the way we want to learn, and now again we cheated on this, because we know the Rav Chista is gonna hold what? Ogadav Netara. So we're gonna learn this as if no one challenges that principle. So what's the ochre dover here? What are they doing?
They take their truma and make it derubanan tevel.
Okay, so the shame truma emerged through the Maisa Hafrasha. We're all agreeing to that? Okay. So I did the Maisa Hafrasha. Bemezid on truma tame. And now the coin gets it, right? This thing, for that moment in time, so to speak, is truma. But now what?
Goes back to derubanan tevel. Derubanan kicks in and boom.
Yeah, be careful. There's Chazal kicking into. What do they say about the truma?
Cancel the truma.
It cancels the truma. That's more like it. Okay. And now what is it? Now
tevel.
Okay.
Right.
Midoraisa. That's why you don't want to say midorabanan. You want to say the durabanan are acting to transform this from A to B in the doraisa realm. They're poking their nose right into that doraisa. Wow. Okay, but we can't say wow. We take this as a premise, right? This is how it works. Okay. So Rav Nosson says no. Everyone understand that? Right? Is that clear? Shanky, got that? Right? Okay, good. That's clear. Okay? Why can't Chazal do that? I don't know. Okay. Rav Nosson says no.
Rav Nosson for Rabbi Yoshia Amar, loss of loklum, lasakim into shirayim, abal truma have. Meaning you're not fixing the rest of the pile to make it into the regular kosher chulin, but what you were mafresh with the tameh is still truma.
Okay. So therefore he would say, If Graber gives me truma tmeya, right, bemezid, corner of Nasan, thank you very much for my truma. Okay, I can't use it for everything. And the Rabbana come along and say, you got to do it again. Got to go round for round two. Okay, so this is not okadabar. Sounds much more minor, a class, if you will, right? Okay. So why? What's pushing Rav Chista to hold what he holds like? So the Gemara says,
Rav Chista lo amar karav nasan bar oshia di amar have truma zimnin de pasha blo mafresh.
So if I say what? Because so Rav Chista, he doesn't like this. Rav Chista says, hey man, if Chazal come along and say to Graber, you got to go back and do Truma, I'm going to say it in Rechitz's way, a second time. He's going to say, what do you mean a second time? I did it already. What kind of craziness is this? He's not going to listen to them. Okay? Very funny, right, on the surface. Because if the guy's already like a sneaky guy who's giving the coin to a Truma that's Tame, so now all of a sudden, what? Yeah, exactly. Right. You sneaky? Of course not. Okay, so our first thing was to take up, I think, right? The Machlokas. What's the Machlokas? Okay? Now remember, this isn't the Machlokas in whether the Chacham can ogre Davar min HaTorah. We're taking that as a premise. Rather, the Machlokas is this. Whereas Rav Chisda doesn't like this. Rav Nassim seems to offer a very nice, easy solution. And Rav Chisda says, yeah, but they're going to be Poshea. So what's Rav Nassim's response to that? Right? In methodology, you always have to wonder yourself. It's not that Rav Chisda is like a slam dunk. The guy's not going to listen. So he's not going to listen, then what's Rav Nassim's response? He's got to come up with a clever answer to counter Rav Chisda's point, right? Okay, so what do we say? Well, that's right. Okay, that's another thing also, which is... Okay, but can we... No, but you were so quiet.
What?
You're so quiet. All right, so good. So step one is that... what do you call it? Is that Rav Chisda? I'll just start Rav Chisda. That's fine. Okay. That Rav Chisda is going to say that, whereas when he gives a truma tamei, when Graber gives me the truma tamei, I've been mazed, right? So that he's done something aser, and what can he therefore do with that action? What can they do to it?
Uproot it.
Okay, they're going to uproot the action. Solves the problem. And now she never did truma, as far as they're concerned, right? Okay, that's one avenue. The other avenue is Rav Nassim says no. He did truma. We're going to retain that, but what?
Create a new key of Truma.
Right, the Knas will be is we're going to create an alternate, another avenue, another Dorbanan avenue of Truma, okay? But that's where the problem then emerges, because Rav Nassim's going to say, okay, well, I have in front of me now two different Maisei Hafrashas Truma, right? There's the original Hafrashas Truma, we'll call that Truma Doraisa, and then this Knas Maisei Truma. Mm-hmm. So from the halachic system, from the conceptual, so to speak, abstract perspective, they're two different Maisei Trumas. But Rav Chisda is very shrewd. And that theme will be recurrent over and over again. How is the guy going to relate to it? Right? He's going to say, the way Ellie puts it is very beautiful. I got to give more truma? What do you mean more truma? I did my truma already. I mean, what do you mean I have to give more truma? Or you can't have it both ways. If I did my ma'aseh truma, I'm done. So that's what's pushing Rav Chisda to say that. It is, you know, the halakha system has to work. It has to work for the guys. We have to take into account how he would respond to the Rabbana's action. Okay? Okay. Good. What would Rav Nassim say? Okay, the Rav Chisda, you got problems. Why? Because in the case of Kishuin, Kabbalah is doing a good job reading.
So, Mishnah, Min Hadisnan, Hatorim Kishos, Venimsos, Mara, Tiach, Nimsos, Saruach, Truma, Viachsha, Viachsha. So, what about this Mishnah that we have? If you take Truma on zucchinis and you find that it's like a sour
Thank
melon
you.
Or that it's spoiled, then it is still a truma, but you have to go back and do truma again.
Okay. So, okay, but now, again, let's cheat with the riffa for a second. Well, how is this a valid question, though? In other words, how can you ask a kasha on Rav Chisda from a shoge case, right, onto Rav Chisda's mazik case? That doesn't line up, right? If you treat it as pure shoge, how could you possibly compare the shoge rotten zucchini case with the Rav Chisda purposeful truma tamei case? These don't line up. Everyone understand that? They don't line up. I can ask the kasha that. So that's what the Riffa wants to say. No. All along, the Gemara is assuming what?
Shoge.
Sorry.
According to the Riffa?
Yeah.
Yeah, all along, he was assuming that it was like a mazed.
Ish. In other words, meaning that, exactly, it's a shoge carved mazed case, meaning that when it comes to giving, if Graber wants to give me, zucchini, because he knows as a Kohen on keto, certainly I love zucchini, right? Your responsibility, Graber, is to check to make sure all the zucchini's good. That's your responsibility. And he didn't do that. Carve amazing. What do you mean? So reading that fact into the Gemara, now if you learn it that way, it's now go on the Gemara, Shogeg amazing.
So Shogeg amazing karamis. Shogeg lavadi surah, maybe it's gavadi surah. So now there's a contradiction from the Shogeg to amazing, because by the Shogeg, you didn't do anything.
Even if it's Shogeg karamis amazing,
right.
His intention wasn't to do Isser.
Right, but by amazing, he did something Usser.
Right.
Varami, Shogeg.
Well, sorry, okay, that's the Gemara's answer. So what do we say there?
He said it.
In other words, well, there's based on that assumption that when it comes to the case of the zucchini, so Graeber has a responsibility. Meaning, in Hafrasha, we'll say there's two steps, right? There's the hachana, there's the preparation, and then there's the actual action of giving itself. That's a process. So as long as any, I like the word mezidas. I don't even know if that's a word, but whatever works. I know. As long as there is the presence of mezid in the process, that's it. Kamashwan, no. Kamashmalan, that the Maisa Hafrasha has to be one that's be'isr, right? So it's true he was mezid in the Hachana, but we separate out the Maisa Hafrasha as his own thing. Good. Nice and easy. Okay. Next. But now if we're going to treat this like Shogeg, right? Because we got rid of mezid. Okay. So now if you compare them, they're not comparable. Because the outcome of this case is, what does he have to do? The outcome of the zucchini case, what does Graeber, Bishogig, what does Graeber have to do? But in the Shogig case by Tamei Atar, he doesn't have to do that, right? He doesn't have to do that. So they're not comparable. So the Gemara's answer is...
Hasam Ketani Trum Abiyakshu Biyatrum Hasam Shogig Karav Amezi.
Right, sorry. Do you buy Lame Ketani? Right, so I'm that's the question, right? Sorry, the answer is Hasam what? Hasam shogeg karav lemezid, and therefore dibaylei lemitame. So he should have been more responsible. So now it's showing how they're different. But one second, you can't have it both ways. In other words, we just swung it from, we just demonstrated why it's not mezid, right? Why how you can differentiate the two. So it should be shogeg. Oh, Malikamar is saying, yeah, it's true, it's shogeg, but since it's karav lemezid, it does affect it. How? What's that mechanism? How does the mezid now affect this? Because as you say, they're both shogeg cases. Okay. So what do we say? The starting point works from the last thing, which is the Maisa Frasha, right, is one Bishogeg, right? So what do I care if the Hachana was Bemezid, right? And therefore, the outcome should be exactly the same, but they're not. Kamash Balan?
Or use that model as long as there's mezid in the process, then that warrants base level knas. So then he's only going to use his like extreme level of knas if the maisa itself is mezid.
Okay. Everyone understand that? Right? In other words, there's nothing, we're not saying that Ruchista only has one bullet in his gun. He doesn't. What we could say is that, we're not ignoring the presence of mezidus. We're not saying he does this. Okay, mention where that idea came from. That's from Ellie Weiss, Mezidus, okay? So in other words, you would have thought that, if the Maisa Frasha has no Mezid in it, so then what are you worried about? No. So we could say there's two models, there's two frameworks that Chissa can work in. You could say one Knas model can work as long as there's a presence of Mezidus anywhere, so then something has to take place. And then if the Maisa Frasha itself, if that's done by Mezid, right, so then he has a different model. Okay, that's fine. There's nothing forcing us to ever say that Chista is bound by this one model. Good. Now the Gemara says, okay, we got one more try.
Rami mezid amezid. So, but there's also a problem for the two mezid cases. So hachakatani mezid lo asav lo klum hasam tnan hatorim mashein nakov ala nakov shuma yachsor.
Oh yeah, we got into trouble with this case too. Okay, I remember now. Yeah, towards the end of this. Okay, yeah, go on.
So in this case that we were talking about, it said that if you do mezid, you didn't do anything. But we have another mission that says that if you do truma on the without the hole on the plant with the hole, then it's truma. But you go back and do truma again.
Well, okay. So everyone loves this case. Okay. So by the case of this is the case of a nukov al nukov. Okay. So okay, what happens here? So I have a grouping of potted plants that are in the ground. Okay, make it simple. They're in the ground. Some of them are, what?
You mean on the ground?
They can be in the ground, too. Okay. Yeah, it's the same thing. Well, yeah, it's better that way. Okay, but it doesn't matter. So I have potted plants with holes and potted plants without holes. So what does the guy do? The guy's mafresh of the kohen, right, a nukov, the ones that do not have holes, on the ones that have holes. Now, the ones that have holes are chayv and truma, and the ones that don't have a hole are not chayv and truma. Everyone understand that? Okay. So, what's the inappropriate thing taking place here? What's the problem in this hafrasha?
He took truma on something which isn't even chayv truma. It's not okay. Related to truma.
So, he took something, he took, you know, again, he's being mitzarefet as part of the group, but he's saying this thing I'm being mafresh with is not subject to truma. Okay? What's the outcome of such a case? It's interesting. The shame truma is chal on it.
Right.
Okay? Right, sort of. I'm not so bothered by that. But the Shem Truma is chal on it. But at the same time, he's got to go back and do another round of Truma. But we got a problem. What's the problem? Why doesn't his jive? We lost the Lakum. Corner Chista.
Chista holds that when you do a Maisa Isser, then he should have said that it's not Truma and he has to do a new one.
Everyone understand that?
Why aren't we worried about the Peshach?
Exactly. The outcome, again, if we compare the Mazid case and Mazid case, here, the guy Mazid did, Ainu Nakav Al Nakav, right? So again, the Gemara is concerned those to be equivalent. So if they are equivalent, why the outcome is different? Okay. Even though we know in the back of our minds, they're not really equivalent. But they seem equivalent because Tamei Atar is not the same thing as Eino Nakav Al Nakav. Tamei Atar, there is a Shem Truma, right, exactly. But not Eino Nakav itself isn't Chayim and Truma. Okay, so the Gemara's answer is, but that's not the Gemara's answer. Wasn't he upset about this?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
You want me to wake
up? Yeah. This is when you got up. This is the first. This is.
No, I was upset on the second one.
What?
The second
one. Oh, this wasn't the first time I got upset. I'm trying to remember.
Is that the next case?
No. The Gemara's answer. Betray money, Sias. I love this answer. I love his answer. I don't know why you guys didn't laugh at this. I thought it'd be so funny. Nah, the guy's not going to mess up here because when he sees two Kalim, right, he's got Nukov and Inner Nukov. So in that case, he's not going to be Poshea.
We understand the framework of the guy.
But if it's one Kli, then what do you call it? Then he will be Poshea. So now we're right back to the Rav Chista framework of the Gavra guy. But so what? So what's the Havi Maskana here? Is a Hamina work here? Because we're going to say is that Rav Chista says all along that from his framework, he's going to say, "Would I have to do another Maisa Truma or more Truma? I did my Truma already." So the outcome, how could the outcomes be different here? He should treat the Nukov case identical to the Tamei case. So what's different here?
Here,
I mean, to see he has Shnei Kelim. What does he see? Words, we're really going to his framework, right? Words, Rav Chista at first was saying, "Yeah, we go into his framework because he's going to see things in a halachic way and say, listen, I did a Maisa Truma already.' But now we're going a little further. We're saying, what does this guy see in front of him? Right, so when he sees two pots, how does he relate to two pots? What does he say?
Two different
objects of Truma, right? No relation to each other. Even if conceptually, by the way, in some way there's a tziruf, he doesn't see it that way. He sees them as physical objects. Nukav and Inanukav express themselves in physical attributes of the thing itself, right? You can't say have a Tamei Tahar, that's what means they're one clean. So there's no mechanism to differentiate one from the other. So he doesn't see things that way. He sees things in the most base, simple way, which is I have two things in front of me. I have a Nukav thing and Inanukav. That allows them to be differentiated. That's fine. You know what? Now, the Rav Nasan, Rabbi Yoshia.
So he says that in terms of the Mazid case, we're saying loss of Lakulim, it means that the rest of the pile wasn't made into Kulin, but the Truma that you took out is still Truma. So, Amar Le, Bai Lo Sovcha.
No, 1 second. Maishna.
Oh, wait,
yeah. Ever makes that mistake, sorry. Did I mess it up?
Yeah, you messed it up.
Okay, so what does the guy do? So the case is now he's Mafresh Nukov, which is Chayv and Truma, Al Sheino Nukov, right, which is not Chayv and Truma. Midorais is not Chayv and Truma, okay? Truma so Truma. Shem Truma works, okay? Shem Truma works. But the problem is, there's a complete Isser Hana on the Kohen. He can't utilize it at all until another Maisar Frash is done from another batch of Truma. Okay? So, he has his, he gets, now it's interesting. There's a Shem Truma here. Okay? There's no questions of Shem, I think. There's no questions of Shem Truma. It's just that he can't utilize it. He's no mechanism utilization. All right, so what's, all right, so th- so why the outcome is different? Because this should be the same. Rav Nasan should say that what happens, that what should he do here? The Kohen should be able to
imbue whatever he wants with it, and he just got to fix the rest. He has to.
Well, if it's Tamei, what do you call it? Still can use it for everything, but whatever.
Firewood.
What? Yeah, exactly. It has some usage. Firewood. But you see, the outcomes are different, right? The outcomes are different.
Well, this isn't Tamei in this case.
No, we don't care about that.
No, I understand, but I'm saying in the Tamei case, it was that he was able to use it.
Yeah. Agreed, yeah. So what's Shiny Hacha? Dimidoraisa.
Shiny Hacha Dimidoraisa Truma Me Al Yasahi. Kedirabi Yulai.
Okay, so what do we see? So we see that the Torah, what do we learn out? We learn out that when you have Ra and Yafeh and Tameh and Tahor and those types of properties or attributes, halachic attributes. In those cases, the Torah is telling you that there's a Shem Truma that's expressed. So when I do a Maisa Frasha, I'm over an Isser, right? And the Shem Truma is chal on it. But that would exclude Eino Nukov. Because by Eino Nukov, there's no shame, there's nothing, there's, I don't want to give anything away, but like there's when I do the Maisa Frasha on Eino Nukov, I have something, an object in front of me that you say Truma doesn't apply to at all. So the Havamina, so let's just get the facts clear. The Havamina was saying what? The Havamina is saying, let's group together Nukov, Tameh, Ra, etc., and say that what should happen, but the outcomes are different. But in all those cases, what happens? There's a shame Truma.
Right.
Here, what's the Maskana saying?
That there's technically
shame. Eino Nukov is different than Ra, and Yof, Ra, Yof, and Tameh Tar. How? What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana?
Havamina.
That's great! To put it, very good. So the Havamina is going to say, excellent. The Havamina is going to say, You agree with this. The Havamina, we beat him. The Havamina is going to say that, I'm just going to say that when I do a Maisa Frasha Truma, so automatically what emerges on the object? Shame Truma. Right? All the properties of Truma. Okay, just happens to be by Eino Nukov, right? So you, all the utilities emerge, but it's still an object of Truma. Kamash Malan, no. That when it comes to, what do you call it? When it comes to Eino Nukov, so when I do the Maisa Frasha, there is a Kedushas Truma to speak of, right? But you can separate that from what we'll say is like the Chefsa Truma. You can have such a thing, right? Right, and it's met, right. So even though, so the fact that this thing has no utility means what?
Lacking in the Shame.
Lacking in the Shame Truma. But that doesn't mean there's no Kedushas Truma. But by Ra and Tameh and all those other properties, right, that is a Chefsa Shal Truma, right? It's just that, whatever, the Kohen can use it completely. So that's a separation between the two. And that's why the outcomes will be different. Beautiful. Let's quickly move on to the next thing. Okay, so now... Exactly. Okay, so now comes the moment. Now, all along, we're operating under the premise of Koach Chachamim Lak or Davar Min HaTorah. Meaning, Rav Chisda was saying, yeah, there's no reason why the Chacham can't do this. Rav Chisda learned like the Rambam, right? Like, what do you mean? Of course... Chas V'Shalom, but of course Sanhedrin could do this, right? What do you mean? So all of a sudden, the Gemara says, not so fast. Amar Leh Rabba Rav Chisda. So Rabba was listening to this whole thing. He's like, no. We got a problem here. Go.
The didach the amarta lo asav lo klum kol iker defil al goria hazo tabe my time exera dilma pasha v'lo mafresh. So according to your opinion, where you're saying that when you're really mafresh, you didn't do anything, and from that pile it goes back to tevel. Why you're making exera? Maybe he is going to be pot poshea, and he's not going to do mafresh again on that pile. So miika midi demeo daraisa have truma mushum dilma pasha afkua rabbanan lechulin. So how could you say that Del Reisa, he did Truma, but because of a Poshea, the Rabbanan are going to mafkia it from that shame Truma and switch it back to Chulin? V'chi beizdin masdin lakor devar min haTorah. Can beizdin really be okay something from the Torah?
Okay. So that's our first firing of the gun here. Okay? Now, remember, we know that Rav Chisda, in his answer, isn't going to take up the case of Tameh Tahor. He's going to bring in a different case, which we'll get to in a second, right?
He's going to prove it from a different case.
I agree. But he doesn't, in other words, he's saying, what do you mean? You have to agree with this because of case X, okay? Fine. But I want to say before that, I'll reframe it this way. In other words, he's like shocked, right? Rob is shocked at such a thing. Why?
Because you can't be over there, Tara.
Why? How do you know?
You just can't.
Okay. Instead of putting it that way, in other words, what's pushing the Chachamim to do this? Why not say, listen, if a guy is, let's say Graber is Mafresh Tameh HaTor, he's a bum. What do we do with bums? Beat them. We beat them. Psh. Right? You're a bum. You heard what I said. Because you gave me, Truma that's Tameh. Okay? So what would push them to do this? Right? Again, let's assume it's a bold thing for them to do.
Oh,
okay. Right? No, that's easy. I'm not so bothered by that. There's Oka Dover Minotaur. No, you got to see, by the way, it's an important point you're making, by the way. If we're really worried about Bazin expressing, as the Rama would say, the Iker Torah Shebaal Peh, really demonstrating that they are the sole legal authority, they want people to see Sanhedrin. They don't want to see them to see a Doraisa system here, and then Sanhedrin, so to speak, controlling their abundance system. That's bad. They want to see Sanhedrin being the funnel of all halacha, chokum mishpat. The entire system funnels to Sanhedrin. So what better way than to demonstrate how powerful they are, so to speak, than
in a case where this guy is trying to do what's Daraisa okay, but Darabanan isn't really so good, they're saying, no, we're going to uproot what you think Daraisa okay, because we don't like it, it's not good enough.
Exactly. It's an amazing idea if you think about it, but it makes a lot of sense. This is their responsibility. The Ikkar, they are the Ikkar Torah Shel Baal Peh. They're responsible to make sure that people see them that way. So what better way to do that than to be Ogad Dvar Min HaTorah? Very good. But Rabbah doesn't like that. Why doesn't Rabbah like that? As much as we want people to see them as being the funnel of Torah, they can't be. They're not better than the divine system, or more. In other words, they're not greater than that. That can't be. So that distortion could emerge. Okay. Well, I think we have to let's go to all the cases and come back. We have to come back to that. Okay. So I think the Gemara's point now. I did this as a working svara. You know what I mean? Now we see all the cases, then we can come back and see. I think in showing. Whatever. I think we can come back and do it. Okay.
Fist tries to bring all his proofs.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. All right. K-O. So he says, not so fast. Amarle,
v'ad lo tistavra, then you hold, v'atznan, havlad mamzer, mizeo, mizeo. That the kids of mamzer from both the first husband and this new husband.
So what's that case?
That's where the husband goes away to Medina Siam. The wife gets remarried because she thinks he's dead. First husband comes back. And there she has more kids with the first husband and second husband. Both ones are mamzers.
Okay. So again, so I don't care. So this mamzer, if the kid from husband one's mamzer, kid from mamzer two's, a kid from husband two's mamzer. Now, of course, Bishlama.
Mishini mamzer, or Marishan am I.
Right. So, of course, the second husband's a mamzer because she's still married to the first guy. But why are we going to make the what do you call it, from the first husband, who's a legal deraisa marriage, you say his kid's a mamzer? How can they do that? Meaning, what are they doing? They're taking a Shem Yisrael, and they're changing it to Shem Mamzer. They can't do that. And the Gemara is emphatic. The Gemara says, right.
Meaning, she's still his wife, and the son is still Yisrael.
Right. Because Sharon and Leib Mamzeris.
And how are you making him a Mamzer?
Okay. That sounds like an Okra Dover. Taking the Shem Yisrael, replacing Shem Mamzer. Okay? That sounds like Okra Dover. Okay? So the Gemara's answer is, Amar Lei
Hachi Amar Shmuel, Asher Mamzeris. Meaning he's also to marry a mamzer. The chayin ki asa rabin amar Rabbi Yochanan asa mamzeris. The amai karele mamzer. So why is he called a mamzer? Lo asher b'vas Yisrael.
Okay. What was Rahavi Maskana here?
Meaning you thought that he was literally considered a mamzer.
Well, no. We thought that they're ogadav minadara, right. Which now means he's going to be a mamzer. So now the Maskana is, no. You don't need to do that. This also works. Okay. Meaning. We can say he's not really a mamzer, right? Okay, so what do we say? Right. Well, But what's the flow? If they're going to be ogre davar,
they're not going to be ogre.
What's the problem here? Remember, in all these cases, we got to address the problem. What's the problem? What do they see? What's the problem that's emerging?
You see that this woman is married to the second guy for many years.
Okay.
And she has a kid. And the kid's doing well, and everything. All of a sudden,
went to Rambam Masifta.
Yeah. All of a sudden,
I don't know if he's doing well. Then.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they come. So not
far, but yeah.
No, it turns out this kid's a mamzer.
Okay.
So they see that the Rabbanan and the first kid's not a mamzer. So and the first kid's a good kid. So it seems like the Rabbanan are just making up the thing. They she has a good husband, good marriage.
Right.
Why is this kid a mamzer?
There's
Torah.
What?
That's the Torah. The Torah says that guy's a mamzer.
Right, the Torah says the kid's a mamzer, right? But now they see a massive inconsistency. That's the key. Yeah. In other words, they're not going to start differentiating between what do they see? They see she's married to this guy, but also married to that guy. Now, the moms are here. Well, this doesn't make what's going on. They're seeing a potential major distortion in the system. Okay,
right.
So Chazal feels necessary to step in. Okay, so what's the Oker? So they're going to say what in version one? What are they doing?
So they're saying really the first kid's also a mamzer. Such that they're saying, you're right, really both marriages are bad. And really, they're breaking the problem because there's no more inconsistency. They're just
exactly.
Saying, you're right, all marriages aren't.
Bingo.
Both marriages are bad.
Right, which creates a consistency. they're mandated to operate in such a way because they got to make sure that people relate to it, right, in a way of seeing consistent. So they solve that by being Okra Dabar. Sounds like a nice solution. Okay? No. We don't need to do that. What could you do?
Just say that the kid is treated like a mamzer without changing his identity to one of his mamzers.
Right, because chal of shamos are invisible. So
right.
The Amaritz doesn't see a chal of shame and see an inconsistency in a chal of shame. He just sees the inconsistency in action.
Exactly. Just because he's defined in an abstract way as a mamzer versus what do you ask the average guy? He doesn't know an abstract definition. You judge a guy based on his actions. So we treat him in such a way, he's not defined that way. So we can avoid Okra Davar but accomplish the same result. Which is another recurrent theme in all these cases. Okay, good. Beautiful. Next. Well, okay. You know what? I don't want to. Shalachai Rechisel Rabba.
Shalachai Rechisel Rabba. Biyad Rav Acha Barakuna. V'ein Bezin Masim Makot Ever Minatora. Ba'at Tanya. Me'imase adam yorish is ish kaptana.
Love his case.
Deshami omrim mishitama bekomasa. We saw omrim mishitichnas lechopa. So.
And Rabbi Eliezer omer.
No, Rabbi Eliezer omer mishitabal.
The yorsha.
Yorsha.
Okay, so what? Again, I don't. I'm not taking up the machlokas. Okay, actually, don't ask that. But the machlokas beisol deshami and Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. You know why not? It's so. What's our case? Our case is we actually have a Darabana Nisuin, okay, where a katana, right, marries. Well, let's make it simple. A kohen, okay. So what happens when a katana marries a kohen? So now, if she dies, right? So then, who's yoresh? The baal, the kohen.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Okay. So not only is the baal kohen yoresh, that's one. He's metame, so if she dies, he has to be metame, right? Two. And three, eats a truma, right? That was the one we also got stuck on, the truma thing. Okay. That was tough. All right, go on.
All right,
go.
So Beishamai says that once she
comes right, yeah. Mishnah Mekomasa, keep reading fast.
Mishnah Mekomasa, Vatechnas Chopa, Vachi Kamrali, Beishamai, Beis Hillel, Dekam Riso, Mishnah Chopa. So Iamad, Iamda Mekomasa, Mahanyele Chopa, Ilo, Lo Mahanyele Chopa.
Good. Elezer Omer, Mishabal,
Mishabal, Bahamar, Elezer, Ein Rasakatana Klum. Right, so Iam Mishatigdal, Vatabal.
Good. Okay, now comes our question. Okay, so now what's the question? Kitani Mias, what? Yorsha. So you're going to tell me the Baal Kohen is Yorish.
Right.
What? The Ha-Hacha.
The Doraisa Avu Yorish La. It was Rabbanan and Yorish La Baal.
Right. So in the Doraisa system, who's Yorish a Katana when she, if she dies after she's married?
Father.
Right? The father. Because there is no Doraisa Nisuin between the Katana and this guy. Right? So when she dies, the father's side is Yorish. Nope. So the Gemara says, I mean, Rabbanan and Yorish La Baal. Right? How's that not Okra Dabar? I mean, literally, they're changing the system of Yerusha. Yesh Nochlin is, Tana dies, goes up, right? Now you're telling me he goes this way, to the Baal? That's, well, how can the Rabbanan uproot the Doraisa? That's crazy. So what's the Gemara's answer? No.
Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Tama Rabbi Yitzchak, Menai, Shefker, Bezen, Hefker, Shneemar, Kol Asher, Lo Yavol, Shuz Yamim, Ba'atzas, Asarim, Ba'azakenim, Yachorim, Kol Rechot, Shov, Lu Yabdel, Mikal, Agola.
Keep going.
Rabbi Yelizar, Amar, Me'acha,
Surprised you didn't ask. You guys didn't ask how come the two separate. Yeah, not a sukkah.
Oh, well, the wrong one brings out.
I know, it's not a sukkah anyway. Yeah. Okay, but remember, I said we have to understand something about hafkar based on hafkar. We're not going to go into the sukkah. So the answer is, this is not Okra Dabar. It's not Okra Dabar. You know why it's not Okra Dabar? Because Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Okay? Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Okay. So, again, what's the problem here? What's nudging Chachamim to now say Okra Dabar? And then, what's the Hefker, Bezen, Hefker move? Okay, what's the problem?
They have to uphold the idea of Durban
Marriage. Right, so now they're creating a Durabana Nisuin. Right? They're creating a Durabana Nisuin. So what's the problem? The problem is that if the Yerusha goes to the father, now what?
Fake marriage.
Right, well, you know, I shouldn't even say it that way. What I should say is that if you're going to create a Darabana Nisuin, it has to be what?
Complete.
Complete. In every way, shape, or form. When the average Jew sees the katana married to this guy, they have to say that Nisuin is no different, so to speak, functionally, than any other Nisuin. Right? That's how they have to relate to it that way.
They have to say, not just functionally, but... That's all we need for
them
to say that.
Yeah. That's fine. Except.
It's fine.
So, if that's the problem, so Okra Dabar, right? Why? Or what, I should say?
Meaning, we have to say that no, really the Baal is being Yorish, even though the Raisa, the Av, or whatever, the Av's family is going
to
be Yorish.
If you want to retain, if you want everyone to see this as a Nisuin, a real Nisuin, so the Baal's got to be Yorish, because that's what happened in Doraisa Nisuin. You have to see it that way.
Going to see Sanhedrin as the final for the Doraisa.
Exactly. That'll be a problem. Good. It's a simple solution. Nope. Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Okay. Now, what's happening? What's the mechanism here of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker? Because what actually happens? So really...
It goes to the Baal.
Right. So
the father.
Good. Get it right. So the moment that she dies, so of course the Yerusha first goes to
the father.
Is that Chazal, the Beis Din can come along and do what? They could redirect it now. They could take it and then put it here. Now, what does that show? We mentioned that idea. What does that show us about Bilus?
That it's not inherent?
Yeah. That people don't really have true, complete bialis. It doesn't exist in halacha.
It's only the first perfection.
Only the big.
The what?
The first perfection.
Yeah.
Because it's not inherent to
man. Oh, that's right. That's true. There's definitely a nice philosophical backdrop to it. But the point is that, halachically speaking, of course you have functional bialis, right? There's no question about it. It's my TV, right? But...
Is it though?
Well, that's the thing. But ultimately, it's not... No, but it's not complete. What? Yeah, exactly. It's not tied to the gavra. It's not a complete bias in the normal sense. So you would think complete bias means that it's mine no matter what. It's not.
We are communists.
It's not. Where it says, one second, not so fast. So now... Okay, so we've established this has to be a complete nisuin. So now it makes sense. If this is going to be a complete... If we have to relate to this as a complete nisuin, then the Kohen has to be metameh her. That's nuts, right? The Gemara, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's too much. Umetamela? Where you can tell me the metamela? Oh, hach, amidaraisa, right? Avia metamela. Midrabono metamela baal? How's that? No, this is a stronger question. The Gemara is saying that can't be. That can't be. Okay? Now, let's read the first line there. Mishum.
Mishum de havila meis mitzvah.
Okay, now it's very clever. So I don't think the Gemara is really considering, in other words, the Gemara is not going to say that Chazal can actually say here that the Kohen is chayev to be metameh her as a karov, right? Why? Because we said...
Then they're going into authoring the...
Right. This is showing us a limitation of the koach. Even if you want to say koach lach or davar in the Torah, they can't go into the deraisa system and then like rewrite it. They can't now say there's a new type of karov. They can't do that. That they can't do. They can't... Well, that's too far. They can't create something like that. Doesn't matter. How do you know it's temporary? No, but it's permanent. Exactly. It's
a permanent system, a temporary act.
Okay. That they can't do. But don't count Chazal out. They're very clever. Because they still, remember, guys, they still want to keep the Nisuin Derabanan to be complete, right? They just, now they have to think to themselves, okay, well, we can't go that route, but we have another route in front of us. What's that route? That route is Meis Mitzvah. So we're going to make her into Meis Mitzvah. You can't, what do you mean make her into Meis Mitzvah? You can't do that. So where's this Atanya? Omi Avi Meis Mitzvah. Now you guys all know what's a lacha bei Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah means I come across a body in the field and there's no one around to bury the body. So what's a lacha? If you're a Kohen, you're metame yourself to bury the body. The Atanya Ezu Meis Mitzvah. Kol.
Kol she'en lo krovim. Korev acher.
Kovrin.
Kovrin.
Yeah.
Korev acherim onenoso enze Meis Mitzvah.
Right. So what's Meis Mitzvah means that this person is no one available to bury the person, but. If, let's say, in Modi'in, let's say I found this corpse, and I said, hey, anyone recognize, in the wallet says, what do you call it, Tzvi Jaffrey? Oh, yeah, we know Tzvi Jaffrey. We answer the call, we're ready to bury him. Okay? So what are you going to say here? You're going to say, so, Meis Mitzvah, it's not going to work here, because what we'll assume, let's build the Maskan of the Hamina, what we're going to assume is that the Katana's parents would answer the call. And if it came out that that the Katana died, of course they're going to step up and bury her. They're going to own it. So the question is no. The Gemara says, Hachanami, Kevam.
Delo Yarsi La, Kari Velo One La.
Okay, so once the parent, once that line is removed from inheritance, once they're out of that, they're also going to be out of burying her. Well, you can't just say that, right? Again, let's put our emotions to the side. You can't just say that, right? Overall mechanism here is what? What are they doing? In other words, there's beforehand, what would we say? And there's in the Deraisa system. Right, so the Kohen is responsible for burying his wife because of the nature of their relationship. Right, that's a diminutive. If it's a karov, that's he's chayav to be metame. Mm-hmm. That's how. What are they doing here? Very interesting. What are they doing here?
Not by halachically the fact that they're still kohen and chayav to marry her, but rather by their relationship to her. Once they see that she gets married.
No, before that. Before that step.
Moving all the other.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So now, what are they doing? They're not. They're not creating a karov. Rather, what they're doing is they're removing all parties, right? They're removing anyone who would normally be involved in her kavura. They're removing them from the picture. In other words,
aren't they being ochre?
Okay, so you want to remove all the people involved, okay? But these people the relatives will still do it, right? They'll still do it. Meaning it's very nice that we took them out of Yerusha. What the hell does it have to do with, what do you call it, with kavura? They'll still answer the call. They still care about the deceased. They'll still step up. So the Gemara's answer is no. Once you remove them from Yorshim, they're not going to step up. What do you mean? So what was that?
Yeah. So that Korv Onim is not like a reaction idea. That like if you go and call them, like will they be willing to do it? Of course they'll be willing to bury the sister.
but just it's they have to, but they're defined as they have to be like omid to the owner. They have to be omid, like they are, like they has to be like a presence that they're gonna be, they're gonna bury to them. But since in effect they have no relationship to her because they don't get her yerusha anymore. They have no relationship to her, and so therefore they're removed from her. And they're not.
Right. Again, to be clear, when you say they're in no relationship, because once they're removed from Yerusha, how do they see it?
Right. Yeah.
So in their framework, now they're removed from the entire state of affairs. That's how people relate to it too, by the way.
Estate affairs.
Okay. Once they're booted out of that, so they're going to think they're now no longer part of the equation. This is such a brilliant Gemara, because now we've gone to the point we've re-emphasized over and over again. We've emphasized the importance of this being a complete nisuin. If that were true, if this were a complete nisuin, so then what should happen? So, as the Gemara is about to say, what should happen?
She should need a truma.
Now Gemara asks, we learn now, v'ocheles begino truma. Right, so if it's true that really it's a complete nisuin, so she should be able to eat truma, right? But one second, but it's only a durabana marriage. How could she eat truma deraisa? Right? How could she eat truma deraisa? So the Gemara is almost like this is almost like a checkmate, because the Gemara says no, you're right, truma durabanan.
Yeah.
Okay, truma durabanan. Now.
No problems.
Okay, one second. Now I wanted to learn Tosos's way. Okay, meaning what's the, okay? Just get it all out of the table now. It's perfect. Okay, so Tosos wants to come in and say, well, one second. When it says Ve'ochelas begino truma, what kind of question is that? To begin with, the very premise of the question is absurd. Because, of course she can eat truma. She can eat truma whether it's deraisa or derbanan. Because in her framework, she's a ketana. She's a ketana, no mitzvos. So it's not even, in her framework, it's not truma. You know what I mean? She can eat it. There's no mitzvah, no iser. Right?
She's not subject to it.
Right. So therefore, he wants to say, so what's the chiddush in the Gemara by truma derbanan? Is that you would have thought that once she's a gedola, okay, that once she's a gedola, so then there's no more truma derabanan, right? No, she's a gedola now. So once she's a gedola, so the nisun derabanan is no longer extant, so to speak. And now, what do you call it? There's no truma derabanan to speak of. Kamash malan, that somehow the truma derabanan continues even when she's a gedola. So even though technically speaking, the relationship to the nisun derabanan is in a sense ceasing to exist because she's no. In other words, again, the condition of katana has changed, so the nisun derabanan shouldn't be there anymore. Her condition should not allow her to have truma derabanan. She's still able to have truma derabanan.
Right. So, as far as we gave, Rabbanan created a new institution of marriage for katanas.
Good.
Katana marriage.
Right. Good. And that, as long as that condition exists,
she doesn't.
They created a new institution of.
No, they took the gedola marriage. And they allowed it even for a katana. But it's the same marriage, they just gave a heter even for a katana. So therefore, even when she's a gedola, that marriage still is there.
I mean, obviously it has to be
that. It just needs a reaffirmation.
Right, but now the problem with that is...
Our answer doesn't help. Because Amar still looks at it and says, wait one second, she can't eat her husband's daraisa truma. So it's still not a good marriage. So then it's not going to help,
right,
the problem.
Why should it be a limitation?
Right, so now
because in the gedola marriage,
she could eat even though.
Exactly.
And then Ellie gave an answer.